Though We May Roam, written by Ellis Moore as well, and read by Flower Parrish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Boyle slash Waxer. Summary: 6 weeks dirtside without clippers or access to a barber droid will do that to a guy. Notes: this is for the Waxer Boyle Month 2025, week one prompt, Something's Different. The toe of Waxer's right boot makes contact with the deck, but he doesn't get the chance to sink his heel before the force of Boyle's embrace rocks him off his feet, somehow managing to steal his breath through both sets of armor.
"Save the mushy stuff, troopers,"
the commander's voice crackles over comms.
"Hostiles inbound."
And then the Lardy launches, climbing at a steep pitch. It's a little dizzying, though he supposes that could be a combination of hunger and dehydration just as easily as air sickness, but Boyle's there, holding him up and filling their private comms channel with more words than Waxer's heard him say over the entire course of their relationship. Nothing else matters, really. "Stop apologizing," Waxer says. "It was my idea to split up."
"Bucket,"
Tag interjects, waggling his scanner. He's fine. A little sunburned, a lot hungry, some bruises and scrapes. But Boyle cracks the seal on his helmet and pulls it off, stepping to the side so Tag can run the scan. Too late to argue. It's never quiet on a moving Lardy. The engine roar in Atmo is practically deafening, and even in the silence of space, there are enough clinks and rumbles and rattles of armor to make helmet comms necessary, but something vaguely resembling a hush falls as Waxer clips his helmet to his belt. Did something in the water on Brawl disfigure him? Why is everyone staring?
"That's different,"
Wooly offers. Oh, right. 6 weeks dirtside without clippers or access to a barber droid will do that to a guy. Waxer's hand drifts up to rub at his matted curls, colliding with Boyle's outstretched fingers along the way, and they spend an awkward moment exchanging confused and apologetic glances, respectively.
"Sorry,"
Boyle mutters. "Why?"
"Moderate dehydration, multiple contusions, nothing serious,"
Tag declares, as he stashes his scanner in a belt pouch.
"Report to medbay when we land, but you're fine."
It's all a little overwhelming, really. Stranded alone in hostile territory, constant worry for life, limb, and Boyle. No comms, dodging clinkers, 6 weeks of utter solitude, and now a Lardy full of Vare staring at him like he's suddenly turned purple. All he wants is a nap, some food, the barber, and Boyle. Not necessarily in that order, but Waxer settles for jamming his bucket back into place.
"He looks like a Wookiee,"
Trapper whispers.
"I can hear you, you know."
The end.